a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right. Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here with me. We're back for another episode. Boy,
what's
it's been
up?
A little bit of a break, isn't it?
It has been a long break.
I mean, the last time we talked, President Trump was the president.
Yeah. What's that? Here's the thing. I'll just tell you right now. We've been getting a lot of emails about Inauguration Day here at the office.
What kind of emails?
Just the ones about, like, hey, watch your back. Not threats from people. What I'm saying is our boss
threats
is telling.
HR?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's saying, hey, just in case. I mean, since you and I, the first time we started working here at Broadcast House, the building was kind of secure, you know? I mean, and now it's just even more. So it's just since they did the parking situation that they did, which is just like really intense, you know, it's those ones where the doors shut right behind your car, right when they're automated and they're fast. And so. And they have razor blades, and so they just come right down.
Chop your arm off.
So ever since then, I mean, remember at the beginning, I had two bikes stolen from our parking garage right next to our executive parking. So there were no cameras.
No one could be bothered
right
back then.
So now it's like they put extra people on duty this week, I don't tell my wife any of that stuff because, one, I'm like, I do a sports show at night. But at the same time, people just see somebody. You know where we do our shows in the control studio there.
Yeah, right there in front of the building.
It's like especially at night, the lights are on and the roles are reversed. Everybody can see me from out there. I can't see out worth beans, and so they don't know who I am. They just will be like, "This is a gad talking." They see that we have CNN and Fox News up in the studio. That's all they see, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I think everything's gonna chill out. Because everyone got all worked up.
Yeah.
And then nothing worked out, right? It wound up being, you know, the stolen election wound up being a giant hoax. And the people that stormed the Capitol didn't get anything done, and they just all got arrested. I think everyone's looking at it saying, oh, yeah, we were barking up the wrong tree. Mm. And I think they're just going to chill out. I don't think there's going to be, like, a continued threat.
Well, we definitely need to move on. Like, we definitely need to just, like, buckle down and worry about moving forward. That's my thing. I'm like, let's buckle down. Let's figure this out.
We need to buckle down, come together, move forward.
Oh, yeah. No, all that stuff.
No, you'd be great at politics.
All the...
listen to you, all your little platitudes.
Hey, Scott Mitchell dropped a Ethan Millardism the other day.
Oh, what did he say?
On the air. He was like, you know, your old pal, Ethan Millard. People say that to me, too. They act like... because they'll be like, what they want to say is, it's like, no, they'll go, you know, someone you associate with, you know, like... But he was saying it as a positive. He was like... he always liked the analogy that you made about he was talking about NFL coaches, and he was like, look, some NFL coaches, this is their thing, you know, like this is their role that they play. They are the best at doing the head coaching thing. They're not good at, you know, these other things. I think he was talking about that. And then he goes, Ethan brought it up to me one time about how Mitt Romney is not a great senator. He's not a good senator. He's an executive. And you can't just cross over and go, oh, I can do this gig too because I was a politician over here.
Yeah.
And
I don't support making senators president, and I don't support making president senators. If that's what, if that, I strongly believe that there are two, and this is, you know, regardless.
You don't
of
want Donald Trump to run. You're saying you don't want Donald Trump to run for the state Senate in New York?
I'm saying that he would
hate for the U.S. Senate.
I don't think Mitt Romney enjoys being a senator because there are two tracks in leadership, right? At least in political leadership in America. There's the executive track where you have your defined space, you know, state government, national government, whatever, and you make the decisions. Mayor, right? You make the decisions. And it's a leadership role. It's executive role. And then you have members of Congress, Senate, House, state legislature. And that is a deliberative body where no one really takes any major responsibility. Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of debate. And you share it. Everyone votes. So you share the credit and you share the blame. And two different kinds of people do well in those. Two different kinds of people, fundamentally. Different kinds of people.
Yeah. I think that this, after everything is said and done, I probably won't be shot this week. So
yeah, I think everyone's gone back to work. At least those that don't have hearings coming up.
Can I ask you a personal question? I'm ambushing you with this. Do you have COVID voice right now?
No, I don't. I just have long day voice.
That's, you know what? You're a liar. You're a liar because
no,
I did a talk
true.
Show with you for years and you never had a raspy voice after we talked for the whole day.
You know what, though?
What are you yelling at kids? What do you work? You work with only kids on a soccer field? That's who you give financial advice to?
No. Here's the thing. Your voice is like a muscle. You got to exercise. I saw that right away. And
yeah.
I remember how strenuous it was when we picked up Nightside again in the spring. I had to like get back into it. I was like, oh my gosh, talking for 2 hours.
I haven't had that. I haven't. Then that means that I guess my voice thing has never really, it's been 15 years of just being able to talk all day, every day, I guess.
Yeah, man, you're an elite vocal athlete. You're basically a marathon runner.
I'm an all pro. I'm an all pro, dude. Yeah, that's good. Nah, that's the way I like it. Ethan, you sent some disturbing content on Twitter over the last few days. What do you mean we got? Don't act like we get recipes or that we try them out either.
No, I as in we as in me.
Okay, what did you get?
It's called baked pineapple.
Yeah, I'm looking this up here.
And we got it from my mother-in-law, but I don't think she ever made it. I think it was one of those recipes that was just collected.
My goodness.
It's one can of chunk pineapple, one can of crushed pineapple,
One
half-pound American cheese brick style, one half
cup
sugar.
Hold on a minute. What do you mean brick style? You mean Velveeta?
Yeah, brick style.
And it's just in the – you just put the whole brick in there?
No, not exactly.
Oh, you got to cube
layer
it up.
And then it's a half cup sugar, half cup flour, half cup butter.
Oh, yes, there is. There's sugar in there too.
Yeah.
But there's no ham?
Snow ham. You mix the cheese and you mix the sugar, flour, and butter together.
Oh, my goodness.
With the cheese, you
really
layer it. You make layers of pineapple, cheese, and butter, and flour, and sugar, and pineapple, cheese, and butter, and flour, and sugar. You make layers.
Why the cheese?
And then you bake it.
Why the cheese?
Well, I was thinking about this. And so looking it up, there are a bunch of other recipes.
Many baked pineapple recipes.
They
this
all have
very
cheddar cheese. They all call for cheddar cheese. This is the only one I've been able to find that calls for American cheese. And you know I prefer American cheese.
Well, because it's superior meltability.
It's superior meltability.
Yeah.
And because I'm an American. and so I prefer the American cheese. And there, I'll tell
it's
you
It's also
what,
got a lot of eggs in it,
pie?
Too. It's also got a lot of
apple pie with
eggs in it and cheese in it? No, I've
like
never
on
been.
On the top.
No. I know there are places in the country that think they're real cute when they try that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm not. I don't do that. And you don't need to pretend to the people that you've ever done that either.
I've had apple pie with cheese on
yeah,
the
yeah, but it's like as a novelty and you moved right on and never would do it again.
Yeah, I don't make it. I make the best apple pie that you'll ever have. And I've had it. I don't even let it look at the cheese.
Hey, I've had it. And you know what? And you know what I'll say about your apple pie?
What's that?
Meh.
Oh, I'll stick Elton Brown on you because it's his recipe.
Yeah. That guy, whoa, Elton Brown has been taking a lot of heat, bro. Not
what?
Of the food variety over the hold on. Now this one's a baked pineapple casserole.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, but this one is – oh, is there cinnamon in yours too?
Nope.
See, a lot of these have cinnamon. I've seen three or four of these with cinnamon. And they say that this is a side dish at Easter. Let me just say something real quick. We get made fun of a lot for the funeral potatoes. Funeral potatoes are cheese and potatoes
and
sour cream and,
salt.
Butter and some salt. And then, like, a lot of crispy stuff on top, whether
something
it's Ritz
crispy.
Or, you know,
corn
frosted flakes. That's up to you.
It could be French onion.
But listen to me. When the South rolls out and gets – look, when you roll out – how to make baked apple pie, baked pineapple. It says you crush pineapple chunks, granulated sugar, two beaten eggs, And then it's got the cornstarch in there. It's got cinnamon. It's got butter. And I'm thinking to myself, and we get made fun of? Now, listen, all those things sound good.
Well,
all
those things sound describing good. A cobbler a little bit.
Yeah, but there are some versions of this that have chunks of ham in it. And then at that point, I'm out.
You're out.
Because
I like ham and pineapple.
Like ham and pineapple. So what are you? What are you? Because this sounds like an apple, like, or a pineapple kind of turnover situation. And then if you throw ham in it, then we're just, all bets are off.
Maybe I'm a southerner.
I don't know. And sweet cheese sounds weird. Sweet cheese sounds like, I don't know, like a football player's nickname, back in the 70s.
Who? Which football player are we?
I don't know. You got sweetness. Sweetness was Walter Payton. Sweet cheese would be like some fat guy. I don't know.
Did you watch the games over the weekend?
Of course I did.
Did they go your way?
Let me see here. I picked, and I did. I went on our show and I said, look, the Packers are going to beat up on the Rams. The Rams are imposters. And I got killed for that. And guess what they did? The Packers freaking killed them. And basically I was right on with the score. And so blind squirrel, nut, et cetera. But at the same time, I said it. I was like, look, the Packers are way too. They didn't really go my way necessarily in the sense that, I don't know, I don't really have a team in the fight here. I think it's weird. And I'm not a big fan of Tom Brady being in still. I'm not a big fan of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs going on, although Patrick Mahomes might not actually be good enough to play or well enough to play this weekend. Oh, of course he will. Do the comeback thing. I don't know. It's a bunch of the same old, you know, which means it's good, but.
I disagree. I'm hoping to see Mahomes and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I think that would be amazing.
Old versus new.
The former greatest quarterback ever up against the current greatest quarterback ever.
I think an intriguing thing right now is Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs.
Well,
playing this weekend.
A lot of people want to see Buffalo Bills, especially around here because they got some Utes on there. But I don't know. And you know me, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm not like a
You're
Tom
not even
Brady
a sports
dude.
Guy. Yeah. What are we doing? This is Nightside, dude. We can't.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get into this.
All right.
I'll do it just as a force of habit, but I don't want to with you. Come on.
Yeah, you'll do it as a courtesy to me
because
anyone I can talk.
I like to do something that's not sportsy when we're around.
I've got a Zen headline.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You ready for it?
If I find the music for it, and guess what? I did. There you go.
I did feel bad about Drew Brees, since that's probably
Drew Brees.
Be
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Well, he plays terribly. I'm going to be honest. He probably kept going a year too much.
And I love the old quarterbacks. I cheer for the old quarterbacks. Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
You make it sound like they're haunting the place. Well, you make it sound like they're dead.
When you're past 40,
and I cheer for the old quarterbacks.
You're rattling around the stadium. Okay. I found this on CNN. This was amazing. A Texas family lost their sense of smell because they had coronavirus. And then a fire engulfed their house. They nearly died because they couldn't smell the smoke. They didn't know their house was on fire. The only family member who didn't have the virus was 17-year-old Bianca Rivera. When she smelled the smoke in their home early Friday, she was able to quickly evacuate her three family members and their four dogs. She said, "I don't really count myself as a hero. I just did what anyone else would do for their own family, you'd hope. I just wanted everyone to get out safe and alive." And I never even thought about that, but yes, COVID nearly cost his family their lives. If Bianca had herself also gotten the virus and lost her smell, it's possible that the fire could have been far enough along to have trapped them, or they could have lost their pets. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
So, the smell thing is interesting to me. So I've known a few people who've gotten corona, and they'll tell me they tell you that is one of the things that is really, really freaking weird. They're like, you intellectually you process, I won't be able to smell very well, or I won't be able to smell or taste. And you're like, because all of us have had like a bad cold, and you're like, I can't taste any of this. But it's different. They say it's different. Now, that being said, the Deseret News did a story the other day, and it was this full write-up about how you can test if you've lost your sense of taste or smell.
I didn't know we really needed instructions for that. I thought it was self-evident.
Not only that, they did this whole write-up, and they were like, yeah. And so they're like, here's a trick. Take a jelly bean, of a strongly flavored jelly bean, put it in your mouth, and you chew it. Okay?
Okay. And if you can taste it.
Right. No, but first it was, but you have to have your nose plugged, okay? Then when you let, then you the, you've chewed up the bean a little bit. Then you let the your nose go. Like you don't have it, you have it unpinched. You know, you have it pinched, so you can't taste it at first. Then you unpinch the nose and let the let all the senses rush in. If you can't smell or taste it at that point, they say you might have coronavirus. Yeah. I was like, this is, I'm like, this is the dumbest article I've ever seen.
I watched a video of
how to test if you could smell or taste something. It's ridiculous.
I watched a video of a girl. She's recovering from coronavirus, so she was feeling good, but she still hadn't recovered her sense of taste or smell. And her family put these cups of fluid behind a shield, and she just and with straws poking up, and so she tried each one, and they had water, milk, and pineapple juice and tomato juice and hot sauce and all these things. And she just drank each one. She was like, water? I don't know what this is. Is it water?
No, there are. I saw this guy who lost his sense of smell and taste. And he was drinking like full shots of like hot sauce. And he's like, can't taste a thing. He wasn't reacting. He was not doing. It was nothing. It was just like ridiculous. So.
Shocking.
Millard, should we do more of this week? Now that we're both fully back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, let's do more of these, okay? So,
okay, I look forward to it.
For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out. Download the podcast. Tell people that this is a show they used to listen to, and sometimes they still upload episodes. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. See you next time.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.